Welcome to Inside the Newsroom, the Sentinel Records weekly podcast from the Razorback Campers Health Studio that takes a closer look at news and sports in Garland County. Many people tend to turn to fitness when it comes to New Year's resolutions, and those looking to test those resolutions early can take part in the new Hot Springs Half Marathon, which will be held on February 4th. The 13.1-mile course traverses the Sunset Trail from the base of West Mountain at the trailhead off Central Avenue and ends at the Arlington Lawn. Andrew Massio is one of the founders of Wolf Creek Management, which is hosting the race, and he's with us today to talk about the race. To start off with, tell me a little bit about the group that you're with, Wolf Creek.
Yes, so Wolf Creek Race Management is a company that I started with Brandon Wise. When I was at Grove City College as a junior, that was 8 years ago now that we started the company. And we started out as a local track club, and then we kind of grew into a timing and event management company by filling a need in the area for someone to provide affordable timing services for events. And so now in our eighth year, we work with over 230 events a year of all different types and sizes. We work with road races, trail races, triathlons, cross-country meets, cycling events, track and field, and so on.
So, you know, I know that y'all have got this Hot Springs Half Marathon. It's a trail race. Tell me a little bit about how you got interested in coming down here and putting on a race down here.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things that we like to do as a company is host events in scenic destinations across the United States. We've had an event in Oregon, we've had an event in West Virginia, we have multiple in Pennsylvania, and we really seek out parks that have beautiful trails, beautiful sights to see, and then we drive tourism to those regions as well. And so we were looking into specifically national parks. Hot Springs was one that stood out as having a really well-maintained and robust trail system that would work out well for a half marathon distance, which is typically what we look for. And then having the town kind of right in the middle of the national park provided an extra benefit with, you know, parking, facilities, restaurants, hotels, all being right there. Hot Springs is just an incredibly unique location for a national park because, you know, we have another couple national park events at New River Gorge in West Virginia. And really, there is a town there, Fayetteville, West Virginia. But in terms of what's built up around the park, it's not as significant as what Hot Springs has. So really, Hot Springs is unique in that way, having a town with all the amenities that everyone would need being right there in the national park. And having personally run the trail loop at Hot Springs myself, I mean, it was just totally unexpected, just how well maintained the trails were with the crushed limestone starting out, the uphill climb, a lot of switchbacks to make the climb up the mountain easier. And then once getting up to the top of the mountain, just how far out you can see, on one side you see the town. When you get to the other half of the loop, you're just looking more out at nature and pine trees and more mountains. And it's just really quite a unique loop, and also a diverse loop as well with some of the things that you see along the way. So that's really what stood out to us with Hot Springs. And, you know, that's one of the reasons that we wanted to go and host a race at Hot Springs National Park.
Yeah. Now, I've looked at the map. From what I can tell, it looks like you pretty much follow the Sunset Trail loop.
That's correct. Yes. And I found out that the locals call it the death loop because it is pretty hilly with, 24 to 2500 feet elevation over the half marathon distance.
Right. You know, and I know that, you know, the locals do call it the death loop because it is a very difficult trail, especially if you're trying to run it in a short amount of time. I think I remember seeing something where y'all are trying to limit the time on this to about 6 hours. Is that about what you normally would have for a half marathon, or is that a little longer?
Yeah, so that is longer than what we would typically offer. Our normal time limit for half marathon courses is 4 hours. We decided to make this one 6 hours due to some of the challenging terrain. And we want our races to be accessible to everyone, whether it's people running it competitively for a time or just looking to go hike the trails. And really, with a 6 hour time limit, you're looking at about 27 and a half minutes per mile. It is something that's very attainable even by hiking. So we try to make our races, like I said, accessible to everyone and give everyone an opportunity to finish the race. And so we always try to be as accommodating as we can with the course time limits.
So obviously this is a very challenging course. I know that the elevation gain on it is one of the things that's most challenging, but what else is there that makes this such a challenging course and trail?
Yeah, so there are certainly sections of the trail that are far more challenging than others. For me personally, running it, the uphill climb was significant, but that wasn't the hardest part. There were two to three sections on the course where there were extended, maybe half mile to three quarters of a mile downhill, where there were some loose rocks, and those parts were particularly challenging because of the steep decline to kind of maintain balance going down those sections. Now, again, it was only two to three sections out of the whole 13-mile course. So overall, the trails are very well maintained, but those particular sections seemed like there may have been a little bit of washout on the trails potentially that made that challenging for me personally. But overall, with the way the trails are designed and maintained, it is a challenge. It certainly is going to be a challenge for anyone that wants to come out and accomplish this loop, but it's definitely an attainable goal for most everyone.
So where exactly is the start and finish going to be? And
Yes,
what's
so
the course around? I mean, which I know there's two different directions that people tend to take it, so.
yeah, so the finish line is going to be right on Arlington Lawn, and then the start is going to be just at the trailhead in town. So if Bathhouse Row is on your right, it would be on the left side. And there's just a little trail access area there. There's not a lot of parking, so for parking, people are going to have to park on the street or park in the parking garages. But we're going to start going up one of the mountains, and then they'll run. They'll get on Sunset and then take the loop that directions.
Okay. And take it in a clockwise direction then.
That's correct. Yes.
Inside the Newsroom is sponsored by Reiser Ford and Lincoln. On the hunt for a new truck or car, stop by 4201 Central Avenue in Hot Springs today or call 501-525-0800 today for all your truck and car needs.
So obviously this is happening early next month, but this being January, I was kind of wanting to talk about some of the benefits of being, active. I know a lot of people this time of year, New Year's resolutions, trying to do, lose weight, be more active, that kind of thing. As somebody who's involved in running and doing this type of thing, what is it that you see is one of the biggest things that people fail to do whenever they make these kind of plans?
Well, I don't know in terms of what they fail to do. I mean, I think in general, people are always looking for the next challenge, and doing a trail half marathon certainly presents them with that challenge and that goal to go out and achieve something. And certainly we would recommend training runs in advance to really work up to the distance of a half marathon.
Sure.
But again, with the generous time limit of 6 hours, really, if someone was out there doing a combination of running some of the flatter, easier stretches and then walking some of the more mountainous and technical sections, I really feel that almost anybody can finish the race within the given time limit. But certainly, getting some training in the weeks leading up to it is definitely advisable. But I think, ultimately, we just get a lot of people that they're looking to experience the national park. They want a getaway weekend, and what better way to do that than to pair it with a half marathon on a beautiful trail system and really get to immerse yourself in nature and experience the entire park in ways that maybe a lot of people do not when they visit hot springs. You know, because to me, really running that trail loop was so nice and so well maintained that, you know, probably a lot of national park visitors do not do that entire loop. And I think it's something that people should do because it's completely game changing in terms of, you know, just the national park as a whole and what you can do there. You know, Hot Springs might not be the biggest national park, but it has some of the best trails from the national parks that I've been to.
Yeah. What is it about this trail that makes it so unique or and different from a lot of the other trail systems that y'all have done races on?
Yeah. So to compare it to New River Gorge National Park, where we have two events, you know, the trails at New River Gorge, they're great as well. But really, as I was mentioning before with Hot Springs, it's really the unique infrastructure of having the town kind of in the middle of the trail system, all the amenities and benefits and conveniences that that offers. And then just in terms of the trail and the natural beauty itself, obviously, like I mentioned, the maintenance of the trails is fantastic versus a lot of the other trails that I've seen in that parks that I've been to. They're really, really well maintained. And then for me, it was unexpected with how mountainous it actually was. And it was certainly a challenge, but also that was really paid off with some of the scenic views as well. And that really surprised me, getting up to the top of some of these mountains and being able to see out, you know, over the town or see out and see more mountains across the way. It really kind of surprised me when you drive into Hot Springs. It's not like you really see how mountainous it is. You can really tell how mountainous it is until you're actually up on the trail system. And so that's another really unique feature of the national park and of the trail system, was just some of the views that it offers. I mean, I really think, like I mentioned, we time and service over 230 events a year. I can't think of a better trail half marathon course than this one, factoring in the trail maintenance, the views that you get, and also the town. I mean, it really is just an outstanding location for an event. And it's something that I know myself and everyone else at Wolf Creek, we're really looking forward to holding the race next month.
Yeah. And, you know, I know down here in Arkansas, we tend to have a little bit later winter. We did have a cold December or a cold snap here in December, but, you know, a lot of times it will hit, you know, first part or middle part of February. Is that really a concern? And if so, what kinds of plans have y'all made to deal with that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So actually, for a trail race and for a trail half marathon, the weather in early February in Hot Springs, at least based on historical averages, is pretty ideal for the event. You know, what I've seen is that typically the lows around 35 and the high will get up to maybe 55. And for a trail race of a longer distance, those are really ideal conditions. You know, if you start out in the morning, you know, the race starts at 8 a.m. You know, if it's 40 degrees at 8 a.m. starting a trail race and it's warming up to 50 by the end of the race, I really think those are near perfect running conditions for a longer distance trail race. Now, maybe if this were a road mile or a road 5K, it'd be a little bit of a different story. Mm-hmm. But for a trail race, in my opinion, I think it's about as good of conditions as you can get, you know, because for me personally, I wouldn't want conditions that were 70s and sunny for a longer trail event. So I really think Hot Springs has about as perfect weather as you can get that time of year for a trail race. Now, hopefully we don't get kind of the Arctic invasion that we had a week and a half ago. That would not be ideal weather. But as long as the weather stays kind of true to its historical norms, I think it'll be a great, great day and a great weekend for a trail race.
And lastly, you know, I know that this trail does cross the highway, and there is another road crossing that's not as busy, but I know the highway is a fairly busy spot. What kinds of plans do y'all have to deal with that crossing there?
Yeah, absolutely. So all the road crossings, first of all, we do have aid stations and we will have staff members, but we're also going to be coning large sections of those roads leading up to it each way So that cars slow down. We also have caution race and progress signs that will be there, as well as volunteers for traffic control as well. And particularly with that one highway section from running the loop myself, that was one of the most challenging spots to get across, not during a race, because, you know, there's cars coming both ways there. And there's quite a few. So that will be our main focus for traffic control and really, you know, coning the center of the road and really making sure cars are slowing down and people are waiting when there are participants crossing the road there before they get to the gorge trail section of the race. So definitely will be traffic control, and we'll make sure that everything's being monitored properly to ensure safety of all participants.
You did mention something that I meant to ask about. How many aid stations are you going to have along the course?
Yeah, so currently we have three aid stations along the course. Those aid stations will have, of course, the basics. We'll have water as well as an electrolyte drink, whether that be Gatorade or Hammer Nutrition, which we've used for trail events in the past. We'll also have first aid kits at every aid station, as well as additional refreshments and snacks for participants to take once they reach the aid stations.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me today.
Yeah, thank you. No, I definitely appreciate the opportunity to come on and talk about the race. And we're really looking forward to it on February 4th. And, you know, one other thing I mentioned is we've had a number of registrants already, and there's people coming from 13 states to Hot Springs. So it's definitely bringing some tourism to the area. And then we've also had a strong base of local runners as well from the Spal Pacers who have signed up. And so really looking forward to that, and that combination of having, you know, the local community behind the event, and then also bringing in people from outside of town to experience Hot Springs for the first time.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, James.
This has been an episode of Inside the Newsroom from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. New episodes are released every Sunday. Thank you for listening.